As Harry begins to strip, throwing clothes into the hamper and turning on the water, he feels as if this was all very right. Something about this was all very right. And when everything was going just right, it was just begging for something bad to happen. But he hoped it wasn't so. It had just been so long since he had felt anything. Glasses clinking, laughter flowing, plates relatively untouched. Harry had never seen anything of the sort at a typical Friday night dinner. It was astounding to think that Mia had walked in unannounced and made her place in this home, without even knowing his family yet. It was even more mind-blowing to think that his mother and sister had accepted this phenomenon. They had embraced it fully. Laughter, so much laughter. It was a wondrous sound to Harry. Something that he hadn't heard before Mia had walked into his life. Or perhaps something he never quite took notice of. It made him wonder what else he had missed out on before her. Harry did not particularly care for whatever conversation Mia had immersed the entirety of the table in. No, he was too focused on her. She was the focal point of every aspect of his life now, and he truly believed, now more than ever, that she was the focal point of every place she had ever graced with her presence. It was just so hard not to fall in love with her, he believed. She was at her very essence a lovable human being. It didn't matter if you knew her for hours or for years. You would fall head over heels for this girl, even if you tried your hardest not to.